Dictation for Patricia Wike, W-I-C-K-E, April 26, 41. Address as a letter to Dr. Tan, T-A-N, Lee, L-I. Five 84 03 07. Dear Dr. Lee, a follow-up for Mrs. Wiki. Chronic kidney disease, ileostomy, hypertension, small kidneys, last visit in August. Chronic back pain, ileostomy, no blood, no bleeding, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no abdominal discomfort. Complaining of feeling fatigued, tired, weak. Comes accompanied with family member, stable dyspnea, no chest pain palpitations, some lightheadedness but no falling episode. Medication list review. I want to highlight the calcium acetate, magnesium replacement, calcium at night, lidocaine patches, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, looks chronically ill. Has a fistula on the right side. Blood pressure 130/68. No consolidation pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, no pericardial wrap. Recent cancer surgery on the dorsal aspect of the right hand. Obesity of the abdomen, minor edema, some myoclonus, which could be related to the use of Lidica. Next paragraph, recent chemistries, anemia, 8.7, normal electrolyte, mild metabolic acidosis, creatinine at 3.5, which is baseline but progressive. Low protein albumin, corrected calcium low side. Recent ferritin high, 579, with a saturation of 17%. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, TKD, stage 5. Next number, right-sided AV fistula. Next number, update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Next number, ileostomy with chronic losses, electrolytes, including calcium, magnesium. Start TAMS, 1,000 milligrams twice a day, bedtime, and in the morning away from meals. Start Rocaltrol, 0.5 in a daily basis, weekly chemistries, myoclonus, mental status, in part related to medications, Lidica, does have anemia, needs to continue EPO treatment, discuss the meaning of advanced renal failure and potential dialysis, end of dictation.